Ladies and gentlemen, we are very pleased to welcome all of you to Stocking Stuffer 2007. We think we have some outstanding speakers here today. You're going to enjoy them. We hope you'll buy their wares. It's your day, and we thank you all for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really honored to present our next speaker. You've all heard of Sea Crane Coast to Coast. If you hear our bell, you certainly have, and other shows. And this man is truly a friend of the blind. He kind of discovered access for the blind in radio before they even thought about it, and I really mean that. I want to say one more thing. Besides providing, he does provide catalogs for us on cassette, but his customer service people are so outstanding. I mean, they said, let me go get the radio and do it. Let me do it right in front of you, both of us here, and if it's not accessible, we're going to tell you. If it is, we'll tell you how to do it. And they're just family. They're a household word. I'm very honored at this time to present to you Mr. Bob Crane, the CEO of Sea Crane, who will talk to us about accessible radios and other products that he's selling. Bob, you're on.
Well, thank you very much, Robert, and that's quite a build-up. I'll do my best to live up to it, but after all, I listen to radio the same way you do with my ears. So we're the same. So anyway, I guess today, if anybody has any questions about radio, I'm happy to. We have specific models you might have an interest in. I can answer some questions. And how many people are out there now? Do you know?
We probably have about 50, but it is archived. It will be recorded, and the people who go in, and we have hundreds who hit our website.
That's fantastic.
Right now, Bob, what do you have new on the horizon? What's going on? What should we look for in various commercials that we see, and anything new first before we have? We all have a million questions, so don't worry.
The thing we're having that's really exciting, and it's really just starting, is Wi-Fi radio.
Yes.
And so that's coming along. We recognize it as not only a hedge around HD radio if your signal screwed up, but it's also free, so you get rid of XM,
right?
And you have higher quality than some of the stations have higher quality than XM.
Now, I had a friend who was going to buy, a blind friend, a lot of my friends are blind, who was going to buy a Wi-Fi, and have his son preset it because you need sighted assistance, we think, anyway, you can explain if we're wrong, to preset. Because simply we can't just dial, a blind person can't just go dialing the 7,000 stations. But then there's no battery in it, and they said, you know, your son could, he was even going to have it sent to Oklahoma, the son was going to preset and send it back to him, and they said, no, there's no battery backup or anything, it wouldn't hold the presets. So any thoughts on presets, or are you looking into making it more, getting it more accessible for us?
You know, I'm not sure on the presets. You know, I think on the AE model, I remember the power going out for quite some time, and the presets were still there.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have to find out what models are non-volatile.
Okay.
Non-volatile memory.
We'll keep in touch with that, because he didn't buy it. He told the one of your people there, I don't know who, he said, I'm ready to buy it. And they said, no, but it won't hold. By the time he sends it to from Oklahoma to California, Seattle, it won't hold the preset, so it doesn't do any good.
Well, that's what I would expect. So
yeah.
I'll ask Isaiah. He's our resident Wi-Fi expert.
Which
ones have non-volatile memory.
Okay.
And then we'll add that to the web.
All right.
Okay.
And where are we with the super radios? I started when I called about a GE, and they go, oh, no, we're not making those anymore. But can you give us the status of, are we going to have a super radio in our future?
The GE Super Radio, the status is, I guess, many people know, they had a problem. They have really two problems. One was the tuning. And so we've gone in and we have to take it all apart and clean the tuning mechanism. And that helps a lot as far as, you know, it just makes the tuning more precise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you approach a station and you find the fine point, helps a lot on that. But then they had another problem where the dial scale is way off.
Oh.
So between the two, we had to say, so GE's been very good. It's now RCA. And they're going to take care of the whole problem, as far as we know. So on our end, they're doing a great job.
I was impressed by your customer service person. They said, we're not ready. It hasn't passed our quality control. And until it does, we're sending them back. And I appreciate that as a customer.
Oh, sure. You know, one of the, I guess a little story here, what we've learned is when we have a call, the customer calls in with a problem, and that person is supposed to go over and, you know, knock on return store and say, hey, is this a problem? Mm-hmm. And if there's a possible problem, then an email goes to all the board of directors, mm-hmm. the technicians, and the return department to watch out. And so we can shut down a product almost, you know, within an hour.
Wow.
Make sure no more go out until they're ready. So this happens, well, once or twice or three times a year. But I don't know of any other company that really knows.
No. And what
to make the connection between all the departments.
That's amazing. When I called about the Wi-Fi, the internet reader, I said, look, I'm a blind person. Tell me, if it's accessible, because I know you'll take it back. I'm not worried about that, but I don't want to go through all that to do it. And the young lady said, you know, honestly, I don't think it is. I mean, you're certainly welcome to buy it, and we'll take it back, you know. But I held back. I want to wait until I hear more of my blind friends say, yes, there is a radio, and you got to get it because I'm going to get one for sure.
Yeah, well, the trouble is, and we'll back up here, this is, you know, the people, AE came out with their first radio mm-hmm. a year ago. And now we're going to have 5 or 6 come out by Christmas. And I imagine there'll be 10 or 20 by next Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
But the trouble is that we're not really, we're still in the infancy of, you know, getting things right. All the manufacturers are. They're just trying to get it on the market.
I see.
They're not paying attention to the details yet. So one of the things, I think we're working on a model for a little CC Wi-Fi radio.
Oh.
But even we haven't paid attention because it's all new.
Okay.
So we'll have to stop and go back and see what we can do as far as beeps and yowls and
right.
see if we can come up with something that makes sense. You know, well, then we could activate or deactivate the beeps. So
right.
that'll be a future model.
Okay, and we'll be patient. We'll hang with you. We'll be with you. The other thing I wanted to ask, and then I'll open it up here, your satellite radios, XM and Sirius, do you carry those, and what do you carry, and so on, if you do?
Well, I think we carry the Sirius Tivoli.
Okay.
Which was a table radio.
Uh-huh.
But the other ones are so available at all the big Best Buys.
And
all that in Circuit City that our sales just, dropped when that comes out. And so we go, okay.
Uh-huh.
So we never got around. The customer demand has not been high for that radio here now. So it's being sold at other places.
I did think of one more question. The CC Plus radio, you guys were going to come out with a pocket one or something, and in fact, the orders went out, and you returned money. You said, "No, we're not ready," that's typical. Your great company. Is there any progress on that, or am I saying it right?
Yeah, the name. I love those noises. Those are great.
I know these people are coming in out of the room.
Yeah, but those are cool.
Okay.
the radio in question is called the Mini CC Radio.
Uh huh.
And I will tell you that work has continued on that.
Good.
Now. And we will be at our fourth year, completing our fourth year next April.
Uh-huh.
So I'll tell you, we've never had a radio without having anything here create so much excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a radio that is will knock your socks off if we ever get it here. But it's immense amount of work, and I just can't say for sure. You know, we've been disappointed ourselves so many times. We have to just sit back and let everybody do their job. And yes, we may have a miracle someday, but it will be a miracle when it gets here.
Bob, do you have your own labs, or do you just farm it out and wait for manufacturers to come up with it? I mean, may I ask that question?
You certainly may ask that question. The fundamental design of the Mini is to be quite frank, FC Crane.
Okay.
That's where we developed.
Great.
And we have comments
Good.
All the way through
uh-huh.
As to what to do and what to not to do.
Uh-huh.
And ultimately, we either accept it or we don't.
Okay.
Now, that's usually how we like to do it. Other times, we'll go ahead, if we have a great product, we need to fill in a blank, we'll go ahead and take it
right.
and deal with the issues. Other times, we start from scratch.
Okay.
And so we have, I have one radio I'm starting now from scratch. And it won't be ready for probably a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't talk about anything else about it.
Fair enough.
But because it's a very competitive market. And that's how we do it. We have other lighting products right now that all have been developed from scratch here. Now, we do hire in some cases, incredibly brilliant engineers to do some of the work, which, I mean, these are people that design test equipment like Textronics and, you know, you just go, my gosh, how did you get this job? So where electrons are there, they feel them as like we consider maybe taking a shower. They're always thinking, and so they're amazing people.
And your beta testers, I mean, we're so proud of Tim. I don't know of any other manufacturers or companies, you know, except the blindness ones that hire blind beta people to do it. And what got you into doing it? Let's start one more here. Start with the catalog on cassette. Did you just hear from your blind audience? I mean, you guys were way ahead of everybody on that.
Well, it was an accident, and there's really a bit of a story. You know, when you sell a product to a blind person, they deserve first class service.
Well, thank you.
And when they call in and you help a person for a half hour, then you have another person call in
another half hour.
Then you go, well, why don't I make a tape? So it's accidental. And then along the way, we got to know I'll say a gentleman named Eric. I won't say his last name.
Okay.
He taught me. I mean, he called up one day. And he told me about the Satellite 500. This is quite some years ago. And he knew the radio. He learned the radio. He was incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
And he knew it better than anybody I ever talked to in my entire life. And then he couldn't figure out one little thing. And I said, my God, are you blind? And he goes, yes. So at that moment... any prejudice I had towards blind
it better be right.
It was incredible.
Isn't that great?
And we have other great stories, too.
Yep.
So other great stories. Every bit as good as that. And, well, you look at Tim.
Oh,
what a great
playback.
Asset.
Oh, yes. And, you know, playback, we just know you guys so well. And I have another one from Secret. He's such a great reviewer that you can see it with your fingers. You can see it in front of you.
So we found out that we got so much more back that it wasn't even funny. So
great.
And so our mandate as a company is when you're blind to call up and you'll get assistance. And it's actually our blessing. It's an opportunity to help someone that is so big a reward that you can't even put it into words.
Well, I want to say this before we open the questions. With your company, you don't have to be faint of heart or ashamed to say you're blind because you don't care. You say, great, okay, let's tackle it. Other companies, oh, my God, we don't know how to talk to you. You know,
Eric taught me that.
Yeah, right. Eric,
call
God bless
blind.
Eric. Yeah, right. That's what we are, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, other companies, oh, my God, wait a minute. You know, and they freak out, and you get so frustrated. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
I'm calling C. Crane. Why didn't I do it in the first place?
No,
let me open this up to questions. Jim, when you're ready, let us know, we'll take questions from the audience, please.
This is Rick Roderick. I have got an HD radio from another place about 2 or 3 months ago, but it's not portable and it doesn't operate on batteries. Are we going to see an HD a portable HD radio anytime in the near future?
Did you say HD, Rick? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very good question, and that's obviously my concern when, you know, we were actually... went to the meetings where they formed the policy and how this was going to come out. And we, you know, I mentioned to them that they're making toaster ovens with the power they're using.
That's
so, and that they really need to make a portable. And they're very much aware of that. So I think as we go forward, I think it's a critical time for HD because it's not gaining acceptance like they hope to. But they know darn well they need to make an HD. And that has to do with... the quantity of chips that they can make in a way, a special format that allows them to make it low power usage. So the chip actually uses low power but accomplishes a lot. And that's the same thing between a laptop and a...
desktop.
Yeah, so it's just one uses a lot more power and one's much more expensive to make.
Okay, let's see if we get another question here.
Hello, everyone. This is Pam Drake in California. If I remember correctly, Eric actually went out to visit you, Bob, and he was most impressed with your operation, and I think you were on the phone talking to Art Bell. I wanted to just back up a little bit. I got jumped out of the room a while ago with some problems with my equipment. The person I think that Tim was talking about last hour who has done reviews on the HD radios is, I believe, a gentleman by the name of Kevin Shields, who is now relocated to North Carolina. And I can track down the information. Oh, dear, sorry, if you need it.
We have the information if it's Kevin Shields.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, it is Steve Bauer is who she's thinking of, Pat. Tim alluded to him. And we can get you you guys in touch with Steve. Okay. Let's see if there's another question, please.
Okay. I've got one here in text chat from Shirley, and she would like to know, what do you recommend / sell to get TV audio in a car?
Okay, we're ready, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay, I think I think most people are aware that we're going digital here in February of 2009. Mm-hmm. So all these analog receivers are no longer going to accept get the TV stations, and so I'm sure it'll. I would not. I think the Sanjian DT200B, the Sony SRF M37V. Those are two models that I would recommend that do very well.
And Tim talked about the Sonido. Is that a TV thing, too?
Yes, that's also... Well, let's see. I can't remember.
He thought it was. I think he said it was. I'm sure, people.
Yeah. I'll look it up here while we're talking.
Okay.
But, so I would... if you're going to buy one, you could buy an inexpensive one for now because it's going to be worth nothing going forward.
So, wait, Bob, so the CC Plus and all those TV stations and audio and the good things, they won't work after February of 2009?
That's absolutely correct.
Oh, my gosh, and I love it. Oh, you guys got to do something. You got to come over the radio for us or something.
Well, I think what we'll be able to do is somehow, the Sonido does get the TV channel.
Okay, thank you. I was going to get one.
2 through 13.
Okay.
We're going to have to look at... when the digital chip is manufactured, when you start getting a $200 or $100 digital TV, that chip that deciphers the digital signal is going to be inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And to put that into a radio would be expensive, but we can do it and tap off the audio side of that TV signal. So that's what I'll be looking for to go forward in the future. So I'd say it'll be about a year to 2 years max. There'll be a digital TV radio.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, great. Okay.
Until then, just get a portable digital TV when they come out.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Sure. Okay, another question, please.
A couple of things. Bob, thank you for running a wonderful business. I don't want to waste your time. I just want to say thank you. The thing that's wonderful about whenever I call up about buying a particular item, your salespeople know the products, and they don't hype them. They're very factual about telling exactly what the product will and what it won't do. And I've bought several items, and I really love doing business with your company. Secondly, regarding the Wi-Fi radios about which you were speaking previously, what I need to know is, what's the current state of them? I mean, you've got signals that are media streams, some that are real audio. What I want to know especially is, will these Wi-Fi radios play streams if they're the kind that use the embedded players? Thank you.
Okay, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I think I can answer that. The common formats are all available on the Wi-Fi radio, but there is a whole new area that can open up, and I'll give you an example. There's no reason, because each one of these Wi-Fi radios has its own address, and only that Wi-Fi radio has that address. So there's no reason we couldn't go to XM and say, hey, authorize this unit. We'll give you the money. And so there's no reason that any audio service can't supply our Wi-Fi radios the audio stream as long as the fee's paid. And so that's where the industry is going to go. Isn't that something?
That is something.
That's
amazing.
It's an everything radio.
Oh, my God. That'd be wonderful.
And then all these radios, are, to be quite frank, can be downloaded with an update.
Oh.
So they don't go out of fashion.
It takes my breath away. I can't believe it.
So now you know why we're so excited about Wi-Fi radio.
Oh, my. Okay, another question. That's good, Don. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bob, I just want to echo the sentiment too, and just say your company is just A+, first rate. I got my first Sea Crane radio as a Christmas present from my, well, then fiance. She's now my wife. I like to tell people I married her because she got me the radio for Christmas, but it's a wonderful radio. But I want to ask about Wi-Fi as well, because I want to make sure I understand this right. Does this mean that with a Wi-Fi radio, I can listen to a lot of the international radio stations that I now listen to online, BBC? I actually like Radio Gibraltar, which is just kind of a little easy listening station from the Rock over there. So will all that be available on a Wi-Fi?
Yes, it's the same basic thing that's on a computer. Receiva, who does most of our radio, all of our radios right now, is a company in England that assembles and updates and makes sure they're valid, all these streaming feeds. And they turn the computer experience into a radio experience, where you have dials and knobs and a volume knob. And so, you know, I hate computers. I don't want to be near one at night. So, so it's just a regular radio with a knob and a display, and you can twiddle and fuss with it, and it's fun. So that's what's coming out. We do need to pay attention to one that's done by a blind person, obviously.
Thank you.
And I'll make a special note of that.
Great. Okay, another question.
Can you speak about the accessibility for a blind person of the Tivoli Sirius radio?
You know, I knew I would face that question here, coming on and going, and I don't know personally. It's a good radio, but I don't know, and it'd be difficult for me to do it right now,
yeah,
to go over and see it. If we have a break or something, then I'll do that, or maybe if someone comes by here, I'll say, go find out.
Yeah.
But I can't do it right now.
Well, I do know that with the boom boxes I have from XM and Sirius, I won't get into all the models. I don't think it's Tivoli, but it's not hard. I mean, you can punch in your channel, for example, and get to it easily. You can preset. I don't do it. I punch them in. And with the Sirius, you can turn a little dial. It's like a half step, and it goes from one channel to the other, the one I have. I don't know about the Tivoli. I don't think mine is a Tivoli. But I'm sure Bob will find out for us down the road. Okay, another question?
I was just wondering, going back to Wi-Fi, wouldn't it be advantageous to have an input keyboard rather than having to turn a dial and go through thousands and thousands of stations?
You know, we did hear of a new idea where they're going to make, I guess it would be called a hybrid Wi-Fi radio, and he's going to supply a mouse. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you something, the Receiva, I have never, you know how this group here on air right here is, this is exciting. I mean, it doesn't get any better. Well, Receiva is the same type of company. When we have comments, they'll help us out. Mm. And for them to help us with the programming for Radio for the Blind, they'd probably be happy to. So I'll approach them and see what we can do and see if we can get an interface, because that would be wonderful. And that would be simple.
And with us, it's the keypad, not the mouse. I mean, our low vision people can handle that, but we use the keyboard, as you well know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh. So we'll go to the keypad, sure, and then we can maybe use Bluetooth or something.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. Great. Okay, another question, please. That was a good one.
Hi, it's Mike Stern, and I had a question about the Wi-Fi radio. I guess if a person subscribes to a service like MLB.com, how would that work with a Wi-Fi radio? I guess that wouldn't work because you're not actually logging on, you know, to a particular service like you would be on the Internet. So I guess I'm just wondering if can Wi-Fi do that kind of thing, like MLB or something?
Wait for you. Okay, go ahead, Bob, please.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's not going to work right now. But I'll tell you, as you go forward, it doesn't take Albert Einstein to figure out that if you're paying the fee,
yeah,
to MLB,
yeah,
and the radio has a MAC address, and we have to work through a receiver to have it authorized, but I'm sure this is going to show up because that just helps everybody wins. Everybody wins if they allow you to listen to it on a Wi-Fi radio.
And Bob spoke on Mike about maybe MLB, we could work a fee thing. I'd be willing to pay a buck or two more to do that, get that. you know, something that makes them happy, and then we can get directly in because it's hooked just to your radio.
Well, MLB is clue me in. I am unfamiliar with MLB.
Major League Baseball.
Oh.
And they use an embedded thing. They don't make it easy. Mike knows more about it than I do, but they use an embedded player and all kinds of good things.
Okay. So then if there's a fee to be paid to allow that, then that can be worked out down the road. There's no reason because it helps everybody again.
Right. And they're going to want to because it's not just blind people. It's everybody who uses the Internet radio is going to want to get the baseball game.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay. Another question.
Yes. Can you just call C. Crane and request a cassette copy of the catalog, or do you have to buy a product?
Oh, God. Okay, Bob.
That's the catalogs are free to send out. You just call up, and they're usually 6 months in arrears just because it takes time to produce the catalog on the new product. And usually we're busy when we release a new print catalog. So, yes, you just call up and get one. And then we do have cassette tapes available for many of the products that Tim has done for us. And those are free if you buy the radio. Of course, you wouldn't need the tape if you didn't buy the radio.
Yeah.
But they're $5 if you want to otherwise.
Okay.
And that's the rules we have right now.
That's a great price. Covers the cassette and a little bit of labor to do it. That's very reasonable.
And that's usually the shipping. So.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Another question, please.
Bob, is there any market for the kind of radio that would be kind of a, well, similar to maybe something like your CC Plus, Radio Plus, not an AGC, a gain control, an RF gain control. In other words, a few more enhancements, things like that, or is the radio market such that there just really isn't any market for any kind of a more advanced radio?
Well, I couldn't ask for a better question to set it up for my answer, so I want to thank you, and I didn't get your name.
Don, I think.
Okay, Don. We've had some people always have wanted a shortwave on the CC Radio Plus, and so we'd have gotten a new radio in called the CC Radio SW model, and that has all the knobs and switches for you to press and switch, antenna connections. And it's really, I think, Passport, the World Band Radio, just gave it an editor's choice. And I would have to say, if you read between the words, it's number two. They're rating the E1 first, then our new SW, number two. And I'm happy to be number two.
Now, Tim tells us that the portable, the pocket one, has 300 memories, and they're very accessible. I think he said the other one, your desktop or whatever, is harder to do. It can be done for a blind person. But the pocket one seems very accessible, I understand.
Yeah, the pocket is non-volatile memory, too. So
what does that mean? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. That means it lasts without batteries. So if your batteries go dead and you leave it there for,
my gosh,
I believe, a year, it'll still come and have the same memories. And that's a huge benefit for everyone.
And that gets what, Bob, AM, FM, and shortwave? Or
AM, FM, and, the major part of the shortwave band.
Okay, very good. All right, next question, please.
Mike Stern, just a quickie. Does the Pocket One have a wrist strap, or can you carry it around easily?
Mike didn't have straps on radios.
It does have a wrist strap.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of them don't have handles. I mean, I'd let you know you can't carry them when you're walking around.
Yeah, and it's a large pocket. If you put it in your shirt pocket, it will fit, but they will know you're a radio fan.
Okay, another question. That was good, Mike. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Larry Lumpkin, and we're looking at Wi-Fi, and we're wondering, is Wi-Fi going to operate independently of a computer, or will you have to be in communication range to your computer? I had seen some Wi-Fi radios that didn't have it, that you had to bridge to your computer, but, the Wi-Fi... If you didn't have a computer at all, could you have a Wi-Fi radio?
That's a very good question, and that's one of the most common questions we get. And what it is that you need to be connected to the Internet via a broadband wireless service. Now, so that sounds like a big impediment to get Wi-Fi radio. But there are so many ways to get around that. You can ask a neighbor if they have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And you put a little antenna up, and you can pick it up and connect it, and you know, to a router. And you're so there's tricks, there's things you have to do, but it can be done in almost every circumstance. Even if you're miles in the woods, you can rig up Wi-Fi antennas to get a signal to you. So it's a brand new world, and there's lots of great new equipment to extend the range of Wi-Fi, even if you don't have it in your house. So one of the things we've done is if someone has a Wi-Fi signal at their house and a neighbor wants it, well, it's not that hard or expensive. $250 or maybe just a lot less to get that signal, and then you maybe has what's called 3 megabit service. Well, you pay for a little bit of that. Give him $10 a month. He's happy. And you have all the bandwidth you'd ever need.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question.
Bob, this is Don again, and I don't want to monopolize things, but you've just given such great answers that I can't resist the temptation to ask what I think are worthwhile questions. I'm wondering if you'd care to comment on the future of HD radio. We happen to live in a market where there is no HD radio, and I know that, of course, in all the major metropolitan markets there is, but they're mostly owned by the big companies, etc. But I get the feeling that out in the boonies that HD is not taking off, and I would wonder what your prognosis is for the future of HD radio.
Well, I think we have one of our customers is within about 25 miles of a transmitting tower, and they happen to like that station, then they like HD. If that's not the case, we have an unhappy customer. And so we have a significant number of people that get HD radio are not happy. And until that changes, it's going to be difficult for them to have anything other than a niche market. And then, of course, Don, it sounds like you're in the country. I'm sure you've noticed a signal degrade over last year.
He's in Chico, yeah.
On the long, you know, for the stations that are distant.
Right. Okay. All right, next question, please.
Okay, I've got one in text chat. Tiger Mark is asking, is the technology at a point now where a speech chip could be put into a radio for frequency readout and so forth, without significantly raising the price?
Okay. Did you get that, Bob?
Yes, I did. And I think I'm not familiar with the to do the programming from scratch for any radio takes a lot of time and money if you want a full speech chip. If we can get by with, you know, ticks and bells and things, and that's really all you need, then it's much easier. So we have worked in the background to try and get more audio reminders of where you're at on the dial. And I believe someday we're going to do much better than what we are now, because we just have to. There's so many people that want to help blind people, and we'll do it as soon as they have time and a little space to do the programming. But the programming, you know, on a radio is horrible and can run up to $1 million very quickly.
Okay. Another question, please.
Mike Stern, last question, Bob, I promise. Do you sell anything, Bob, similar to what Bose has, where you've got a radio and a CD combination thing, type thing going?
You know, we do. We've checked them out, and we do have the Boston Acoustics, which is a very good radio, and we give it a very slight nod over the other brand you mentioned, but not, you know, we think the Bose is a very good radio also. Other ones to consider are the Cambridge audio is a good one, and, you know, I think those three are really, really pretty good.
Okay, so Mike, you got three there. Okay, next question.
Well, Bob, I just want to thank you so much for your company and for how wonderful you and your people are to We Blind People, because not every company is like that. And it's when I bought my CC radio and I was told that instructions would be sent on cassette and that I'd be getting a cassette catalog. Oh, I mean, I just couldn't believe it, and I bought the FM transmitter from you, which is not blind accessible, but I was told that it wouldn't be, but I just love it, and I just really want you to know how much I appreciate everything that you do for us.
Well, Joan, thank you, but I'll be quite frank and quite honest. I think we're the ones that benefit. Okay?
Well, thank you, but boy, it's exciting when somebody cares out there. A company cares. Okay, another question or two here?
Bob, I got an email from you. I'm on your emailing list, and they were talking about the FM transmitters, and they had a wonderful price on the, I believe it was the silver ones, and I forget what the other color was. But what I wanted to know, are they discontinuing just those particular colors or the entire model? Are you coming out with a different FM transmitter? This one is absolutely wonderful. I love it. I realize there are some in the market that are more powerful, although they don't adhere to FCC guidelines, but this one does, and it's wonderful. My only wish, if I had had it to do, I only wish that it would go down to 87.5, but nevertheless, it's a wonderful transmitter. So what I want to know is, are they discontinuing the transmitters entirely or just that color?
No, it is. Thank you, and it's just those two colors, white and silver. You know, we thought those would sell better with the iPods and other equipment, but the customers like the black, so we're going to help them out and help ourselves too.
We love the transmitters, so keep them coming.
Okay,
another question?
Yes, I looked into your pillow speaker, but my understanding was that it is only mono. Do you see yourself putting out a pillow speaker in stereo? And by the way, the person was another person besides Steve that Tim had mentioned, but you know, I can, as far as reviews that they did on HD radios, but I would like to know about the pillow speaker.
You know, we have worked, we've been puttering around on a stereo pillow speaker for quite some time. So it is in the works, but as we go with projects, they fall back, they go forward, so that one's not up at the front line. I don't see that being done for some time, for maybe a year.
Okay, another question?
Just a brief comment, if I may, and another note of thanks. I just looked at the website, because I was interested in one of the products, which unfortunately is out of stock, but I'll be ordering. And I just want to thank you for making the website as accessible as it is.
That's good.
Well, again, it was blind people's voices that told us how to do it. All we had to do was open our ears, and it was very easy.
Oh, great. Okay, one or two more here, I think. Our speaker's been working hard here.
Yes, I had heard about a product, the Radiocorder. The Radiocorder, is that a four-track recorder, or is that, you know, I'd heard several conflicting things on different email lists, or is that just a standard cassette recorder with the radio?
Okay. Well, the one we have now is called the Versacorder. And that's a quarter-speed recorder and player. It's portable, but it's larger. It's 12 inches long, 8 inches deep, and 2 inches high. Quarter or regular speed. Has a phone patch for it if you need one. And it's a good, durable unit. That's the one we have now. And you also can patch it in from a line-in or it's built-in microphone.
Okay, yeah, James, that's been around a while. That's a good one. Okay, one final question here, I think.
I have a question about your survival equipment. I understand that you do have it, and I'm guessing that it would be something similar like the wind-up radios, flashlights, things of that nature. Can you tell us briefly about that type of equipment that Sea Crane sells?
Okay, we started, you know, right now we have one thing we call the Calamity Kit, which has an AM/FM weather radio with then we have a flashlight with that and a lantern so that you can move about the room and check the soup. So we have that. We also have the FreePlay Plus, which we've had for many years. That's still available. And I believe We have maybe one other brand or so, but those are high quality. We have the FreePlay line predominantly, and those are very high quality, perhaps the best wind-up mechanism, and really a good radio. So that's what we have. Our prices are higher than the Eaton's, but we're looking to possibly bring something out in that market soon, too.
Okay, Fred, is there a final text chat question up there, or are we forgetting?
All caught up on text chat, so we're getting close.
Anyone in the queue? Okay. Bob, I think we're on, Jim, I hope.
Yep, we're on.
Okay. Bob, I want to thank you so much on behalf of Accessible World, and I know our founder, Pat, wants to say something, too. What can we say? This is a historic day for us. We may ask you back sometime, but we promise never to outwear our welcome. You are a true friend of the blind, and we thank you so very much.
Well, I want to say, Robert, you've done a great job to put this together. I'm really impressed, and I had a great time.
So every question was
great.
Oh, so
it was fun.
Funner
than I ever thought.
Oh, great. Hold on. I want to see if Pat wants to make a final comment. So let's let Pat have the mic, please.
Yes, I do. This is Pat Price, and thank you so very much. Sea Crane has been a term, a company that's name has been synonymous with all the good things that people have said, and I'm not going to go over that again, but I just want you to know we appreciate it. But more than that, Bob, we appreciate your willingness to come here today and share with us your time and your expertise. It is much appreciated by all of us. Thank you so very much.
And my name is Jerry Hogan, Bob, and thank you very much for coming in, too, and for a pleasure finally get to hear you from your company. And good job, Jim, too, and everybody else.
Okay, Jim. Okay, Bob.
I just want to say thank you very much, Pat, and trust me when I say the gift is all mine. The patience I've learned from listening to blind people and what they deal with on a daily basis is makes every other American that doesn't know what I know a bit of a lazy person.
Okay. Bob, you have a wonderful team around you. Please convey our thanks to them as well.
I will send them an email, and I will do that.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Robert.
Bye.
Bye now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased and honored to introduce my friend Dale Campbell, the CEO of Blind Mice Mart. It is not only an organization that makes profits for its company, but for a very good cause. And I'll let Dale talk about the scholarship program as an old teacher, and we all care about young people, and Dale's doing something about it. Without further ado, I'm pleased to introduce Dale Campbell.
Man, thanks for having me, y'all. Goodness gracious. Now, getting from the green room up here to the podium was a mess. Need better signage. Anyway, I am Dale Campbell. I am the big cheese of Blind Mice Mart, and Blind Mice Mart basically carries thousands of products. We carry gifts, collectibles. We carry adaptive products, novelty products, all types of products for you to do your shopping for the holiday season at, and any other time that you may need something. The best thing about Blind Mice Mart is all of the proceeds from the sales go to scholarships. They don't go into my pockets. The mice don't make any money off of it. Everything goes straight to scholarships for visually impaired kids. Last year, we gave away three $750 scholarships. The year before that, we had three $500 scholarships. The year before that, we had $1,100 in the scholarship fund. So slowly but surely, with your support, we are continuing to grow and educate our future. And don't thank me for it. It's purely a selfish task. October the 29th is Happy Alive Day for me. That's the day 12 years ago I was involved in an automobile wreck. Should have died. I just lost my eyesight. And Blind Mice was born that day, basically. But as I said, it's a selfish venture because I believe the more we can educate our blind youth and get them in the mainstream world, then the more the world is then going to have to come around our way of thinking and start providing better accommodation for all of us. So without further ado, let's talk about some products. As y'all know, many of y'all know, if you don't know, I host a cooking show called Cooking in the Dark, and through that medium we have many great little cooking gadgets for the blind cook, the blind chef. Some of them are adaptive, some of them are not, but they will all work for you because basically I get them in, I try them and use them. If they work, great. If not, we toss them and we don't bother with them. A few of the cool items we have are Apple Peeler Core Slicer. It's a little mechanism that will peel, core, and slice an apple all in one motion. I read a recipe recently that had, it called it to peel, core, and slice up 60 apples. I went to the next recipe because I wasn't going to do it manually, but now with this little gadget, it takes no time at all. You can do an apple in probably less than 30 seconds, have it peeled, cored, and sliced. Another great gadget that we just got in that has been moving like hotcakes is an onion and vegetable dicer. This cool little device looks so like the jaws of an alligator. You open it up, put in a apple or put in a carrot or a piece of celery or an onion, whatever you want to dice, press down on the top of it, and presto. Within seconds, it has diced the vegetable or whatever you have put on it, potato, you name it, into nice little quarter-inch dices. That little gadget sells for $17.50. It's a real-time saver, and it's dishwasher-safe. Now, probably one of the top-selling products and the best product that we have at Blind My Smart for the cook is our kitchen grip oven mitts. These mitts are made out of a wetsuit-type material. They will protect you from 100 degrees below zero to 500 degrees above zero. They will protect you against steam. They protect you against hot liquids. And the cool part about them, y'all, is when you have them on, they're so thin that you can tactily feel what you're touching. You can see through the mitt, so to speak. When I smoked a ham, I could actually feel the pineapple rings. I could feel the cloves that I had stuck in the ham through the kitchen grips, through the oven mitts. They are $30 for a set of two. These are the long ones that are about 15 inches long. And you also get a 6x6 little hot pad trivet that comes with them, again, for the $30. And with that, you will? Oh, the mice just told me they will ship that free for you. So there will be free shipping on the long kitchen grip oven mitts. Now, there is a short set of these also available. Again, it's two mitts. These are 11 inches long, and you get a trivet to go with them, and they're $25. But I tell you what, folks, once you use these and try them out, you will toss everything else you have. The big, heavy cotton mitts, no need for those anymore. You know, they're kind of like putting duct tape on your fingers anyway when you use those crazy things. There's also hot pads available. There's also a extra long kitchen grip. It's almost 22 inches long. Now, we had a lady once that she bought a set of these simply to put firewood in and out of her fireplace so she wouldn't burn herself on the hearth going in and out. Now, with this thing, with it on me, it goes up past my elbow. With it on my wife, she's 5'2", it goes up to her armpit. I just tell her, make sure you shave, baby, before you put it on. Now, another cool little gadget we have here is the talking cooking thermometer. I had some stuff all queued up, but let me turn it on for you. And let me hit the button. This device, it's so easy to use, y'all. It's $27, and the mice, you will? Okay, the mice will ship it free also. And y'all let it translate from mouse to English. It's pretty tough. Let me see if you can hear this. I'm not sure if you heard that reading. It has a range from -4 to 243 degrees. It has a 5.5-inch long probe that's made out of 1/8-inch stainless steel, surgical stainless steel. The head on it is about 5 inches big or 5 inches high, and it has one button on it, and it's a toggle button. You press the left side to turn it on and off. You press the right side of the button to hear the temperature announced.
86.3 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's it. What you want to do is slide this in. You can use this for cooking. I'm going to be using it on the briskets that we're doing downstairs in a little while to make sure they're done. You can use it on, well, anything. One customer bought one for orchids. She does flowers, so she tests the soil temperature. Another guy uses it for his bath water. Another couple uses it for their hot tub. I personally have used it for the air conditioner in our car. When we went to go have it serviced, I slid the probe into the air vent, took a temperature reading before we took it in to have it serviced. The air was blowing about 58 degrees. When we got it out, it was blowing 42 degrees. So I knew they did something. life was good. But again, that's the talking cooking thermometer. It's item number TCT-35. Now, another great little gadget we have is a talking scale. It's a talking kitchen scale. It's the Vox 3000. It has a 3,000-gram weight capacity, which roughly is about 6.5 pounds. It comes with a little bowl that sits on top of it. But the best thing about this, y'all, is it is so easy to use. All four of the control buttons are up front. They're about the size of a dime. They're raised so you can feel them. And let me get him over here and let her talk to you. Excuse me.
Hello.
Well, she's shy. Yeah. I'm trying to hold the phone underneath the unit so y'all could hear it because the speaker's on the bottom. When I picked it up, she got out of balance and she shied away. But this little gadget, all four buttons are on the front that control it. There's an on button. She'll come on and say hello. And then when she's ready to weigh, she'll say, I'm ready. Lay your item on top. Get your weight. On the far left side are two buttons. One is a grams and ounces button, so you can switch back and forth between the two. The other is a tear feature. The tear feature simply means if you have something, say, liquid, or you have flour or something that you need to measure, you can set a bowl or a plate on top of the unit. It'll read you the weight of the plate or bowl. You push the tear feature, and it will subtract that weight out so that when you put your food item on the scale, it will only weigh the food. Now, I use mine up here all the time for either cooking, or we've got one at the office also that we use for weighing all of our mail. If it's real big, over 6 pounds, then we use our XL440 talking bathroom scale. Yep, that's right, 440-pound maximum. Like my wife said, my goodness, if you need it for that 440-pound maximum, you probably need to talk anyway because you can't see the readout. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So that is the XL440 talking bathroom scale. Sells for $49.95 at Blind Mice Mart. The Vox 3000, you will? You sure? Okay, the Vox 3000, y'all. The mice just said they will ship it free. It's $45, and they will ship it free for you. Now, let's move on away from some of the kitchen gadgets, because there's a ton. Well, wait, okay, we'll talk about one more. The last little gadget we got in is pretty cool. It is silicone lids. Now, when they were describing these to me through Progressive International, I couldn't imagine what they look like, but basically what they are, y'all, is a pancake made out of silicone. They come in three sizes. There's a 4-inch, a 6.5-inch, and an 8-inch size, and then they have kind of like a little knob in the middle, if you will. What you do with these is put these over a can, over a bowl, over a casserole dish, whatever, and just gently press down in the middle, and it creates a vacuum seal around your bowl, container, pot, pan, whatever. Now, these are silicone, so they're friendly to be used in an oven up to 500 degrees. They can be used to cover up a can. They can be used to cover up, you know, a bowl in the refrigerator or just to set out to cover up before, you know, keep the flies out of your salad before you get ready to eat on that picnic. But these little gadgets, the set of them is $22.50 for all three. You can buy each of them in individual sizes. They're great for canned, you know, cat food, dog food, if you only use half a can, to cover that can up and keep it from being contaminated with all that human food that's in the refrigerator. All right. Now, let's make a transition from cooking into some of our novelties, shirts and aprons. We have a cooking in the dark apron. It's a full body apron. It has a mouse. It has Bart BQ, the mascot of Cooking in the Dark, screen printed on the chest of the apron. It has pockets. Of course, it has a little loop to hang over your neck, and then it will tie in the back. It's made out of a twill canvas material, and Bart's standing on there. He's kind of at a 45-degree angle. He's got a chef hat on. He is the mouse. He looks kind of like the old Tom and Jerry mouse, if any of y'all remember him, except he's gray, not brown. He's standing at about a 45-degree profile. He's got his cheap ZZ Top sunglasses on because he is from Texas. He's got a spatula in his hand. And underneath him it says, you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight. and that's in a purple print with a puff print outlining it. Bart, too, his tail was outlined. For folks that have a little bit of vision, you can also see where his tail was stitched on, because he is one of the original mice that got, you know, kind of got swashbuckled by the old farmer's wife. It's a long story, but the mice went Christmas shopping at the mall, and, you know, their instinct took over. They wandered into Hickory Farms. The farmer's wife was in there working because she needed a part-time job, because, you know, it was wintertime and Farmer Brown wasn't doing anything. And next thing you know, she saw them, freaked out, tried to cut their heads off, missed, got their tails. They sued Hickory Farms. Got a nice settlement, and that's how Blind Mice Mart was founded. Now, some other cool little screen-printed items that we have.
And how much is the apron, Dale?
The apron is $25.
Okay, thank you.
And it's nice. I mean, I love it. With the pockets on it, it's great. Keeping your measuring spoons in, your cooking thermometer, an extra dish towel, whatever you need to have handy right there in those nice big pockets. Now, some other cool items we have is, which I'm sure a lot of you all have heard about, are the Blind Rifle Association T-shirts. These shirts are gray. They feature a rifle scope for the logo with the crosshairs. Above the top of the scope in a semicircle, it says Blind Rifle. Along the bottom of the scope in a semicircle, it says Association. And then across the entire bottom of the whole logo, it says Member. Now, that is printed small on the left front chest, or breast, however you want to say it. And it is also printed large on the back. It is black puff print, and that shirt is, well, all of our shirts are $17. That also has a matching ball cap that has a black brim and a black button on top. It has the kind of a grayish white crown, and then the logo is embroidered into the cap. On the side of the cap also is the word member. That's also embroidered on the side. Now, we have another shirt, which is a lot of fun. It is our best-selling shirt. It is the Too Much Sex Causes Blindness shirt. Now, this is on a white Gildan. All of our shirts, y'all, are on pre-shrunk Gildan 6.1-ounce T-shirts. Hanes Beefy Tees are only 5.5 ounces, so these are a little bit more body. They're pre-shrunk. They're really nice shirts. The Too Much Sex Causes Blindness is a white shirt. On the front of it are the words Too Much Sex Causes Blindness. The words Too Much are in about 1 1/4-inch tall blue letters. The word Sex is in 3-inch red letters. Causes, again, is in the smaller blue lettering. And then Blindness is about 2-inch high red letters. And then surrounding this, framing it, all these words and their lines are the little sex feet, which are basically just footprints, 2 footprints pointing up, 2 footprints pointing down. And again, it's red, white, and blue. It stands out. It really jumps. It is a lot of fun to wear. You'll definitely turn some heads, and we have a great time with that. People ask me, what's up with your wife? And I'm like, well, she's needing glasses, y'all. But one thing about our shirts, too, y'all, another thing about them is they're all tactily puff printed. So the you can actually feel the puff on them, and you can identify what shirt it is, which has saved me, because it seems like when I reach in the closet and grab a shirt, I'm always grabbing that sex shirt. But I'm able to, whoop, we're going to a family function, can't wear that shirt tonight. Now, two of our newest shirts to the corral of shirts is... One is called the Speak Up, I'm Blind shirt. If y'all know what the yin-yang symbol looks like, this shirt kind of represents the yin-yang. It's on a navy blue Gildan 6.1-ounce pre-shrunk cotton shirt, and we've taken the yin-yang and kind of turned it on its left side. It's done in a bright red and yellow print. The top part of the yin-yang, which would be the 9, if you will, turned up onto the top, says Speak Up. So it starts with the S real large, and as it gets to the P and up, the print swirls around and gets smaller. And then I'm Blind is on the bottom, and it starts off small and gets larger. But it always seemed to me like every time somebody would realize you were blind, they'd talk louder. So we printed a shirt up just for those folks. Now, our last shirt that's new this year is the Braille Read With More Feeling shirt. This is I love this shirt. It's black. Again, it's a pre-shrunk Gildan 6.1 ounce. On the front, it says Braille across the chest. Around the word Braille is an oval. On the top of the oval are the words Read With. On the bottom of the oval, More Feeling. And then on the back is the entire Braille alphabet with the regular standard alphabet. So with this shirt being puffed, people can actually feel the Braille lettering. They can, you know, see, oh, letter A and A. They see what the what the symbol for A is and the whole thing. This was a hands-on shirt. I thought, man, this shirt would be a really good one back when I was single. I could wear it to the bars. And the cool thing about it, y'all, it glows in the dark also. It's a phosphorescent ink, so it will glow in the dark. If you get under a black light, bam, it will really light up and just really jump out at you. Now, some other great items at Blind Mice Mart. We have wind chimes. We have indoor water fountains. We have outdoor water fountains. Not only do the wind chimes, are they nice and pretty, there's some cool ones with different types of themes. There's bamboo wind chimes, there's metal wind chimes, of course, there's some glass wind chimes, there's bells, there's some with butterflies, there's some with hummingbirds, stars and moons and suns, and there's just all types of different wind chimes. But the one great thing about wind chimes is they're also an awesome navigation aid for us. I mean, hang a different one by the front door, a different one around the corner, a different one here, and you can definitely know where you're at. When I had a place out in the country, I had them hanging all over the place and different ones for different sounds, so I'd know which direction I was heading. It still didn't help me keep from falling in the pool every now and then, but hey, accidents happen.
Yeah.
The same with the indoor water fountains, wonderful soothing little devices. Some are electric, some are battery. A lot of them are, I would say they're in the price range from $15 up to about $70. Again, there's a lot of those. Another great seller at Christmas time is our bath sets. We have these different bath sets. Some have loofah sponges, some have soaps, body scrubs, shampoos, lotions. Some scents right off the top of my head are some honey. Let's see, there's a honey vanilla set, there's an orange set, there's strawberry. We just got a couple new ones in that are chocolate scented. I'm going blank here. There's ginger, different sets. And again, these range from as little as, $8 or $9 up to $30 or $40, depending on what comes in them and what you want to spend. Glass and crystal items, y'all. We have some beautiful glass and crystal items, anywhere from champagne flutes and some Gorham crystal items, a heart-shaped dish, to blown glass and spun glass items. There are some beautiful little glass, delicate little carousels. So check out the glass and crystal departments, y'all. There are some really, really fabulous things there. Do we have a ton of Christmas stuff? There are ornaments. There are Christmas tree lights. There are nativity sets. There's Santa Claus stuff, of course. There's a great nutcracker. He's about 2.5 feet tall, a wooden soldier. There are dog ornaments for your Christmas tree. There's a black lab. There is a golden retriever and also a German shepherd that say best friend on them. They're kind of tear-shaped. They're golden color. They're basically a flat ornament, about 3.5 to 4 inches tall and about 2.5 inches wide. And then in the center, in the medallion area of it, is where it has a picture of the dog, and it says best friend over the top of it. We have a few other little fun, ornaments as well that are, a puppy with gifts and a puppy with bones and things like that. We do have some gifts for pets. We have a lot of things for guys and gals as far as I love you type things, some glass roses, crystal roses. There are blankets at Blind Mice, too, so if you start to get chilly, these are all nice fleece blankets, warm and cozy, and they've got some really cool designs and prints on them as well. My goodness. One thing, if there are any Black Lab dog users out there, guide users, we do have a cool little Black Lab welcome plaque. It's the face of a Black Lab. He's roughly about 4.5 inches in diameter, I guess, is about the size of his face. And underneath him, hanging, is a bone that kind of looks like a collar, if you will. And on the bone, it says "Welcome." But that's a cool little thing to have hanging outside your house or in your entryway. If you're a black lab guy, dog user, even if you're not, get two of them. Take them home. You know, there's all types of things for Christmas, too, as far as, it's on my tongue. Can y'all read it? What does it say? Goodness gracious. Cookie jars. There's Santa Claus cookie jars. There's all types of plates and serving platters and things like that to help bring in the Christmas season. There's a gingerbread birdhouse. There's some great bird feeders as well, and birdhouses, decorative bird feeders and birdhouses. So don't forget the little feathered friends as well this winter time when they're looking for stuff to eat. All in all, y'all, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of products at Blind Mice. We're getting more and more adaptive products as well. We brought in some adaptive games and activities for blind kids. We've also got some great games and toys for sighted kids. There's an RC, which is radio-controlled 18-wheeler. It is big. It's over 48 inches long, y'all. It's a big 18-wheeler. It is cool.
Yeah.
I had one, but the mice took it away. They get in it, and that's what they go to the store in. There is a Thunder Tumbler RC car, and this little thing, one of our members out out on the West Coast bought it for her grandson for his seventh birthday, and as soon as he opened it, he quit playing with everything else, didn't open any more presents. This is it. But it's a cool car that does wheelies and stunts and rolls and spins and all kinds of crazy stuff. But it's a lot of fun, too. But there's all types of cars and toys. There's games and activities. There are activity books, too. There's the Little Princess book set. There's the Mind set. There's a preschool activity book set. We have a whole bunch of Wizard of Oz books and stuffed little beanbag toys. So whatever you're looking for, I know we've got something there at Blind Mice to help you to find it. There's candles, candle holders. There's even some furniture items, mirrors, clocks, talking watches, braille watches. Woo, man. Canes, if you need to go tapping, get yourself a new tapper.
Yeah. Okay, let's see if we have any more questions here. Dale is getting exhausted going over all his products, and it really is good to get online and explore. Dale, are there pictures of the platters and the decorative things in case you have a sighted friend? You know, a lot of times we'll say, well, how does it look?
Yeah, there sure is.
Do you do that, or is it just description, or what do you do?
There is a lot of the adaptive products there are not pictures of,
no,
but a lot of the gift products and giftware, there are pictures. Okay. If you click, one of the best things to do, y'all, when using the site is jump to the edit field, the search field. Do a search for a generic term and see what pops up.
Yeah.
And then as you scroll down through them, when you click on the name of an item, there's even a link on that item page that you can email, the link of that product to a sighted friend. So if you don't have anybody around right then that you want that can look at it, you can email it to them and say, hey, can you go and look at this and tell me, give me a description of it and tell me what it looks like. We've tried to keep the website accessible and set up. I've been fighting with the web people and the platform people over and over, and I've finally got them coming around to my way of thinking, I believe. So we'll see what happens. But we have a skip navigation link at the top of the page. Basically, the way the page is set up, all the navigation links are at the top. All the information page, the products, or if you click on a link, all that information will be down at the bottom. Use your edit jump to keys, like Jaws, the letter E, will move you to the edit fields. I'm not sure what window wise is. The C for combo boxes, things like that, to move you around the site. If you're on, for example, the t-shirts, because they come in different sizes, from medium to extra, extra, extra large, you will not be able to add that directly to your shopping cart on the front page, on the main item page. You will have to jump, go click on the name of the shirt, It will take you to the product description page, and on there it will give you a full description of the shirt, and at that point you can select your size. So if there's anything that needs a size or a color, some of the Braille watches and talking watches give you the option of selecting either an expansion band or a leather band. So you can click on, you know, you'll need to select that. And main thing, if you have any problems, call me.
Right.
I'm here. I'm happy to help you. If I'm on the other line, I mean, the last week and a half we've been busier than the son of a gun, and it's only going to get better. Because the busier we are, the more money we're putting into the scholarship fund for those kids, and that's what it's all about. One more question for me, Dale. For Christmas, how late can I order and still get it for Christmas? Christmas is going to depend on your location. If you're on the East Coast and it's gift products, these are shipped UPS ground, so you would need to try to get your order placed by the 11th or 12th.
Right.
If you're on the West Coast, you can delay it until, I would say, let me think here, the 18th, the 17th, probably the 17th would be the latest to order. The 17th or 18th,
yeah,
should not be a problem. Christmas is on a Tuesday this year. So remember, UPS and Federal Express, no matter who you buy from, do not ship on weekends.
Ladies and gentlemen, we begin hour two of our vendors symposium here today, our five-hour vendors symposium. And this lady we've heard of over the years. Everybody said she was wonderful and her company's wonderful, and we had to track her down. But now she's in the family, and we found her. I'm very honored to present to you at this time Pat Ferguson, the owner of Ferguson's Enterprises out of South Dakota. Pat, the microphone is yours.
Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me okay. This is Pat Ferguson. I represent Ferguson Enterprises. We have been in business since 1978. We started business in California, and then in 1983 we moved to Manchester, South Dakota. Well, then in 2003 we were hit with an F4 tornado, so we moved to DeSmet, South Dakota. This is where my husband Vernon, who is the owner of Ferguson Enterprises, he is from DeSmet. So we love it here. We're very happy, and business has just started to really pick up pretty good this year. The tornado event kind of affected things, and it was really slow for a while, but things are really picking up now, and we're pleased about that. And I want to thank you all for having us here, because I've never done this kind of thing before, but this is really exciting to me. And so Vernon is manning the phones and the door and everything while I'm doing this presentation. And our website is www.scanacan.com or www.fergusonenterprises.com. And our phone number is 605-854-9280. So please feel free to call us anytime during business hours, and we have several new products. But first of all, I'm going to talk about our Scanacan for Windows product. This program Vernon wrote. He first wrote the DOS version in 1998, and then when we knew we had to go to Windows, he wrote the Windows version. And I'm sure a lot of you know Dennis Brown, who used to work with MicroTalk. Dennis Brown helped us immensely with beta testing and everything for the DOS version and the Windows version. And we have had a lot of excellent beta testers, and we feel that our Scanacan for Windows product is really excellent. We're very, very pleased with it. The main distributors here in the USA, MaxiAIDS and Independent Living Aids, they both sell our Scan-A-Can products, and we're pleased with that because they're doing a good job. Scan-A-Can for Windows is a barcode reading system. It identifies barcoded items. Everything you buy in the store has a barcode, and even DVDs, CDs, you name it, they have barcodes now. Everything, just about everything does. The database that comes with Scan-A-Can for Windows Deluxe has over 600,000 items in it. We obtained this database from a very reliable source, and it's very difficult for us to try to get databases from stores. They just don't seem to want to help us. But a few stores have, and we appreciate that. There's a store in Huron, used to be called Randall's Foods, now it's Coborn's, and they did give us our first database, and we just really appreciated that. They wanted to see this product succeed. They came down here and everything, and it was just wonderful. So Scan-A-Can for Windows comes with an omnidirectional laser wedge barcode scanner. Actually, it's not a wedge anymore. It's a USB barcode scanner I have sitting here in front of me. And it sets in a stand. You can take it out of the stand, but if you take it out of the stand, you have to press a button on the back of it to scan for omnidirectional, because it has bidirectional and omnidirectional. But we tell blind people and sighted people, too, that want to purchase this product for blind people, that blind people require an omnidirectional laser scanner, because when you have omnidirectional, you can scan the barcode whether it's upside down, right side up, sideways. The scanner will see the barcode no matter what direction it is, and it will beep. And so it's a great product. And so the software, you get the software, which Vernon wrote, Scan-A-Can for Windows, and the omnidirectional laser barcode scanner, which hooks up to the USB port of your computer, and 100 barcode labels, which are pre-printed for you, and the manual on CD in MP3 and text format, and I believe that's it. I don't have the catalog here in front of me, but I believe that's it. And the price with the scanner, because this is a deluxe package, is $549.99. And it's a great product. It's come down quite a bit from when we first introduced this product, because the barcode scanners have come down. So we have lowered our price on both our Scan-A-Can for Windows Deluxe packages and our Scan-A-Can Professional packages. So we're pleased to lower prices when we can. We are in business to provide excellent products for blind people at an affordable price. And so now I will demonstrate Scan-A-Can for Windows. All right. I will hit enter here. Okay, it says add record, so I'm going to turn up the speech a little bit. I'll arrow down here. Backup databases B button. This is for when you back up your databases.
Change record C button.
Change record. You can change the record at any time. If you have the product, you can hit enter here, and you can change the description or anything about the product just by scanning the barcode, or if you know the barcode, you could type it in. Well, that reminds me, we do have a demo now of Scan-A-Can for Windows. And soon we will have it on our website, but it's going to take me a little bit of time because I'm doing our website by myself, and it's an interesting challenge, and so therefore I haven't learned everything, how to do things on the website yet, so I'm learning this slowly. But I can email it, I can put it up on SendSpace or YouSendIt or any of the file sharing sites. I can gladly put the demo up there. In fact, I think there's one up there now on SendSpace, and I can send anybody the link that wants to try it. The demo limits you to 10 records. You can enter 10 records, scan 10 barcodes and enter them into the data, into a little database. And the demo, you can have as many databases as you want, but you can only add 10 records. The rest of it is full functioning. That's the only limitations. We're really excited now that we have the demo because we think that it will sell better now. But it's been doing good anyway. So now I will arrow down.
Delete record, D button.
Delete record. This allows you to, if you want to scan a barcode and delete it, you can. You hit enter here, or you can do an Alt D for delete record. And you can delete the item from the database. Now, the databases that come with Scan-A-Can for Windows Deluxe are the barcode database, which includes 600,000 items. Now, this is not all grocery items. This is all kinds of stuff. There's even shotgun shells for those of you guys who like to hunt. Anyway, and then you can have as many databases as you want. You can add up to 2 billion records to each database. Okay, I'll keep going down here.
Fast scan.
This particular feature allows you to scan one item after another, and so it's great for going through a stack of CDs or DVDs or even canned goods, frozen goods, and everything. So
read instructions, I button.
This feature, read instructions, allows you to read the instructions of an item. You can just do an Alt-I from the main menu and scan a barcode, and then you can read the instructions. Of course, you do need a screen reader, JAWS or WindowEyes. We recommend WindowEyes. We love WindowEyes. It's a great, excellent screen reader. Okay, I'll go down now. Add quantity. This feature is fairly new. It's in our Scan-A-Can professional package, and we tried to add as many features from that package to the Scan-A-Can for Windows package because we knew that there were features that people would want. So this allows you to add, change the quantity of the inventory you have on hand. And that can be done right here. Also in the lookup record, you can do it there too. And you can subtract now from the quantity from inventory, but it automatically deducts when you scan something, or you if you use something, and you want to deduct it from your database, the amount that you have on hand, you can do that here.
Lookup record,
this is one of the first features. This was in the batch of first features that we had for Scan-A-Can for Windows. And it, you can do some of the same features in this lookup record. You can add quantity or subtract quantity. You can change your maximum and minimum stocking levels. And so we'll go down. Alt-O allows you to open a database, and you can when you open a database that doesn't exist, you have to add something to that database, or once you leave it, it will not be there. And ScanaCan for Windows, when you are in a database, it will let you, you know, it will leave you in the database that you were in last. So you want to be sure you can go up to the top of the screen and check and see what database you are in.
Print menu,
Print menu, this is a new, fairly new feature. This allows you to go in and you can print your products on the screen. You can print them to a file. You can do all kinds of things in this print menu.
Repair IDX file.
Repair IDX file. This command allows you to repair an index file that might be corrupted. This does happen. It can happen. And because your database consists of two files, the database file, the I think it's DAT in ScanaCan for Windows. It's either DAT or DBA. And then the IDX file. So you repair the IDX file. And this is all discussed in the manual.
About ScanaCan, this button.
And about ScanaCan, this tells you the version number. I'll hit enter here.
About ScanaCan for Windows, read only edit box ScanaCan for Windows version 4.5.5, copyright 1999-2007 by Burnham Ferguson, all rights reserved, Ferguson Enterprises 205 July at WSE. DSMS SD 5723124116058549280 www.scanacon.com, email virginscanacon.com.
There you go. Now to get out of this command, I'll do an Alt-X. Now, you know, this is a stocking stuffer show, and you don't need too big of a stocking for this package to purchase for Christmas presents. You could take a pillowcase and make a stocking out of that. And so then it would hold the ScanaCan for Windows Deluxe package or the ScanaCan Professional Deluxe package. And the difference between the two packages is that ScanaCan for Windows is a home management system. ScanaCan Professional is a point-of-sales package without the accounting system. We do not have an accounting system, and ScanaCan Professional will most likely never be an accounting system. So we definitely have that package too, and there's not a whole lot of difference except it has, you can do invoicing and all that, and it automatically deducts from your inventory when you use a product or when you scan an item, when you do an invoice, it automatically deducts from your inventory that you have on hand or that you've entered into ScanaCan Professional. So anyway, I will arrow down.
Restore databases, key button.
This is where you can restore your databases after you've backed them up. And if you have a problem with a database, you can restore it.
View inventory, V button.
This allows you to view the inventory that you have on hand. And you just hit enter here, and then it says list inventory, and then you hit enter again, and you can arrow down through the products in your database.
Exit program, X button.
Exit program. You can exit the program here or do an Alt X. Okay, now I just arrowed down and it said read only, you know, and it told me where the demo database is. It's on our server. So anyway, I'll just tab now to get to add record.
Add record button.
Okay, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time with this because I've got a lot of products to talk about, but I will scan a couple items here. I'll do an Alt F for fast scan.
Edit box, please type in a number or scan a barcode dialog.
Okay.
6. Edit box, please type in a number or scan a barcode dialog that arranged Jam Alionics.
Okay, That's Zatarain's jambalaya mix, okay? Now, we'll scan another item.
Zero edit box, please type in a number or scan a barcode tile on lemon yellow.
Okay, and we can...
Edit box, please type in a number or scan a barcode tile on candle cream of leather.
Okay, now we'll hit enter to get out of the fast scan mode. Okay, now I'm going to demonstrate the read instructions with an Alt I.
Edit box, please type a number or scan a barcode dialog read instructions.
I'm going to scan this one thing again.
Read only edit box descriptions and arrange jambalionics.
Okay, I'll hit enter.
Read only edit box instructions into 1-2-4 microwave safe dish. Combine 1-1-2 cup water, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, 1 pound meat, and mix. Cover and cook on high for 25 minutes. Stirring occasionally.
Okay, that's your instructions. And now you just
exit.
Tab to OK exit. And you can hit the space bar or the enter key. Now we're going to add a record. See, I think there's one item here I didn't add. So I'll do an Alt A.
Edit box, please type a number or scan a barcode. Edit box description ID.
Okay, this is rice-a-roni. Okay, I'm going to put the description in here.
Edit box cost.
Oh, let's say it's 99 cents, so I'll put 0.99.
Edit box quantity.
Let's put 5.
Edit box minimum stocking level.
Minimum stock is 1.
Edit box maximum stocking level.
2.
Edit box instructions.
Okay, now, here's where I would write the instructions. I'm not going to do this right now because it would take too much time, but... you have up to 600 characters in the instruction field, and that's really a neat thing now that we have that many characters in the instruction field. So now I'll do an Alt S to save. Okay, so basically this is what Scan-A-Can for Windows is all about, and it's really great, and I'll exit the program. We sell the Olympus Digital Voice Recorder, and that is an excellent product. We sell it for $249.99, the DS50. The DS40 is $199.99. The DS30 is $149.99. And it's a great product because most of the menus talk, and it's really excellent. We also sell the Victor Reader Stream, and that is $329 by Humanware. That's a great product. We just took that on about maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and it allows you to play DAISY books, the format that the Library of Congress will have, and also Bookshare books from the loving Bookshare. It is wonderful. I love Bookshare. And also MP3 files. You can play MP3 files. And OGG files, .OGG Vorbis files. And it uses secure digital cards, which we have in stock. We also have we have SD cards, the high-capacity cards, 4 gig and 8 gig. The 2 gig are just the regular capacity, 1 gig SD cards, secure digital. We have compact flash cards, pen drives. You know, pen drives are like those little thumb drives. There's so many different names for them. Each manufacturer has a different name for them. But we're calling them pen drives because we don't want to have to remember every manufacturer's what they call them. So we have those, and I just sent out the newsletter today, which mentioned that we were going to be on here today. And this is just a wonderful experience being on this. We have CD binders that hold 12 CDs, 24 CDs. We have sleeves that are 25 cents a piece. The CD binders that hold 12 are, I believe they're $3.99 each. The CD binders that hold 24 are $4.99 each. I'm looking, doing this from memory and not even looking at my notes. And we will be getting in some CD wallets. And let's see what else. We just have a whole lot of nice products. We have laptops. And I won't go into a lot of detail about the laptops that we're carrying, but when they're gone, they're gone. We can't get any more like this. But that's the way it goes. So, and we have laptop bags. We have backpacks for laptops. And I'm trying to think here. My notes are here. Oh, Scan-A-Can Professional is $18.49.99. That is the deluxe or the elite version. Scan-A-Can Professional Elite. That includes the cash drawer and printer. Scan-A-Can Professional Deluxe is $11.99.99. That includes the software and the barcode scanner.
Without further ado, I'm very pleased to introduce a dear friend. And a great lady representing Speak to Me catalog, Denise Russell. Denise, the microphone is yours.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Glad to be here this year. Love coming back every year to present my products to you. Bob, I hold the alt, I do the alt L to lock the keys down, correct?
Yes, Alt-L should work. If it doesn't, let us know.
Okay, many of you know of Speak to Me or know me, Denise. We're a home-based business here in the state of Washington near Seattle. I got started with Speak to Me back in 1994 and have progressed on from there. We started with just a handful of products, and now we have probably close to about 400 products that we sell. Our emphasis is more gifts and novelties. That's what we really focus on and specialize in, and that's what we like to sell because we want to provide individuals with an opportunity to buy that fun, gifty item for holidays, birthdays, all kinds of special occasions. This year in particular, when it rains, it pours, and many of my customers and friends have asked me for accessible games for the blind. And I wanted to start off with that because it's been kind of a dry spell for us as far as accessible games. Handheld portable games, you don't need a computer, you don't need a laptop. You can take this to the conventions or to your friend's house, your relative's house. They're totally accessible to the blind. Only one of them, I think, has a screen on it, so you're on an even playing level with any sighted person. So I wanted to start with that because I know a lot of people constantly ask me for talking games. Okay, the first one I wanted to bring to your attention is a game called Say What. And this is a game where you unscramble the phrases. And I will turn it on so you can hear it. It's for 1 to 5 players, so you can play it by yourself. And we'll turn it on.
Ready to unscramble famous phrases?
Okay, and then I'm going to...
Time mode.
There's 4 different games. Time mode.
Guess mode.
Guess mode.
Extreme. Time mode.
Extreme time mode.
Extreme.
Extreme guess mode. And then you have...
Player 1. Player 2. Player 3. Player 4. Player 5.
You have 5 players.
Hard.
Hard.
Medium. Easy.
Easy. And what this is, it's
missing a ball.
It's a platform. And on the platform, you have 5 kind of like half balls that sit in little holders, okay? And what you do is each ball will be a word. and they will give you a phrase that's been scrambled, and what you have to do is rearrange the balls from left to right to unscramble the phrases. There's a button that you can press to check your progress, but that's basically essentially how it's done. It has about 300 or so phrases in it. It takes 4 AA batteries. We do sell this for $26.95, and I want to turn it on. Let me get to the guess mode, because that time mode is a killer. Let's see.
Extreme! Guess mode. Time mode. Guess mode.
Okay, now in the guess mode, every time you turn it on and play it, you have 5 sessions. So in the guess mode, when I start the game, the first session will be where I have 5 chances to move the balls around to solve the phrase. When I finish that one, then we go to 4 guesses, 3 guesses, 2 guesses, and 1 guess to move the balls around to unscramble the phrase. So let me...
missing a ball.
Oh, when you're missing a ball, it'll tell you that. Okay, here we go.
Player 1, are you ready? Missing a ball.
Let's see here.
Missing a ball. Missing a ball.
All right, here we go.
Hot. Getting. It's. In.
Okay, so I'm going to start moving the balls around. And I'm going to check my progress.
It's. Ear. Hot. Getting. In.
All right. Let's see. I'm moving the balls around and placing them in the holder.
It's. Getting.
Okay, I think I know this one. I'm moving it around, moving the balls, and...
It's getting hot in here.
I got it.
Player 1, your score is 1. Player 2, are you ready?
Players. Okay, so essentially...
Starting over.
That is how you play the game. You just solve the phrases by moving the balls around and placing them from left to right. Okay, now the next game I wanted to present to you is called Deal or No Deal. I think most of you have probably heard of the game show on TV with Howie Mandel. And this is a handheld unit. It's probably about six inches around. Definitely would fit in your purse or your backpack. And it's for 1 to 2 players. I sell it for $36.95. Does come with batteries. And basically, essentially, how you play the game on the game show. This one does have a screen on it. However, essentially, I really don't think that that's the problem. The only thing that I would say that we can't do on this is when we select a case, the case will not be spoken as far as the case number. However, whatever is in the case will be spoken. If you don't know Deal or No Deal, it's a game where you select cases, and essentially at the end of the game, you try to wind up with the most money that you can as far as the game is concerned. So let me turn it on so you can hear it.
Deal or No Deal.
All right, then we're going to see.
How many players?
I'm going to say 1 player.
1 player game.
Okay.
Player 1, select your case.
I'm going to select the case.
Is case 14, $1 million?
That's the only time he announces the case number.
Player 1, round 1, pick 6 cases.
So I'm going to select now 6 cases.
$500,000. $75.
That's my second case.
Choose another case. 1 cent. 3 more cases.
Oops, bad news.
$200,000.
Basically, that's what it sounds like. There's a little button on here where you can say deal or no deal, and the banker is going to offer me something to end
banker
the game.
Is offering you $39,000.
I'm going to take his deal.
Or
to
no deal.
Hear, let you hear what it sounds like when I do say deal. I have the sound effects of the game itself.
The results are in. Player one, you made a deal for $39,000. Your case contained $10.
Oh, very good.
Good deal.
Very good. All right, so, but if you wanted to continue on, you can, and keep selecting cases and play the game. As I mentioned before, it's one to two players. Okay, on that. And the last handheld game I have is called Freeze Up. This is a more of a party game. It requires at least two people, from two to eight people. We sell it for $24.95. And it's a game where you have a time mode. You have 60 seconds. Each player has 60 seconds to play the game. And it will name a category with, like, for instance, name a drink that starts with the letter D. And you have to name something out loud to your partner and then stop the clock to continue the game. Now, let me demonstrate that for. I'm playing by myself, but.
Press the players button to choose the number of players in today's game. Two players.
Okay. Now I'm gonna start the game. It's on auto mode, so it'll automatically call
press
out.
Go to
I'm going to press go.
Player one,
I'm
going to
be player one and two.
Seconds remaining.
All right.
Name a one-syllable person's name. Letter K.
Jeff. I stopped the clock.
Player two, your
okay,
next.
Player two.
60 seconds remaining. Name something found on a menu. Letter D.
D. Let me
name something found on a menu. Letter R.
Rolls. Alright.
Player one.
So essentially it goes back and forth like this. And what happens at the end, whoever has time left on the clock wins the game. And that's essentially how the game is played. Can be a lot of fun. There's a challenge mode. If someone names something that you don't like or not quite right, you can challenge them. But the whole idea is to wind up with as many seconds on the clock before anyone else to win the game. I think I'll stop here at the right here and see if there's any questions regarding these games, and then we'll proceed on from there. So let me go ahead and unlock this. Okay, now for my clock collectors, we have a wonderful, exciting, new clock that came in, our Westminster Chime clock. We have it either in a wall or a mantle. I'm playing right now the wall clock. Both clocks are the same. They look the same. Obviously, one is bigger than the other. The wall clock is about 23 inches tall by about 8 inches wide, and the mantle is 13 inches tall by about 7 inches wide. They both require two C batteries, which come with it. And what's the beauty of this clock is that not only does it do Westminster every 15 minutes, but it also does Westminster, it strikes the hour at the top of the hour. It plays six melodies, and it plays three Christmas melodies. So you have four settings that you can set the clock to. It also will play 24 hours if you want it to go 24 hours, or you can set it to turn off between 11 and 5:45 so you don't hear the sounds of the clock. I'm going to demonstrate the Westminster. Thank you. that's the Westminster. Now I'm going to flip the switch here in the back of the clock. If I can find it here. Let's see. Okay. Let's see here. Get the switch. Trying to hold the clock on my lap at the same time here. Just 1 second here. Seth, can you come here for a second? Oh, no, I found it. I got it. No, I got it. We got it here. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm going to just cycle through some of the Christmas melodies. I have that in a mantle and a wall clock. The wall clock is $210.95, and the mantle is $179.95. So that's our big new clock that we have here at the Speak to Me. All right. The next thing I wanted to mention to you are our... we have a large variety of ink pens that actually talk and play music. So, for instance, we have our Philadelphia Eagles fight pen, and I want to demonstrate that for you. I want to get up and start marching. Okay, and then for another pin we have is the New Orleans Saints. We carry a lot of singing and talking ink pens. Those two pens there, they're $8.95. But we have Elvis and Homer Simpson and Family Guy and Napoleon Dynamite, of Shrek, a lot of different types of ink pens that sing and talk. The latest one we have is our Mario Brothers pen that does different Mario sounds, and our Alvin the Chipmunk pen that sings Christmas, Christmas Time Out Here with Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. That's brand new. That's $5.95. Our pens range from $5.95 to about $8.95. So you can visit our website at www.speaktomecatalog.com. As many of you know, we actually play the products on the website so you can hear them. And under the pen category, you will hear all of our fun, exciting pens. For those people who like Elvis, and there's a lot of people out there, so I'm starting to see, that love Elvis, we have a variety of Elvis products, like, for instance, Elvis talking pens. That's our Elvis pen. It says about six different things. Elvis pen is $6.95, or our Elvis refrigerator magnet. That's our Elvis magnet for $7.95. We have a talking Elvis doll that says about 13 different things for $29.95. A vast array of Elvis products for those people who love Elvis or have friends or relatives that love Elvis. Plenty there at the speaktomecatalog.com for you to choose from. Moving on, we also have a variety of talking keychains. We consider ourselves the connoisseur of talking keychains. You name it, if it's on a keychain and it talks, we have it. For instance, our Mr. Rogers keychain.
I like you just the way you are. Discovering truth will make me free. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
That's just three of the six things that the keychain says for $8.95, and we also have Rocky Balboa.
I'm going to say it again. Go ahead, it's me, Rocky.
As you hear, the quality, through the years, the quality of the products have just been phenomenal. That what they put on chips nowadays, the clarity of the products now is just 14 years ago, believe me, they did not sound like this. But those are our in-your-pocket keychains for $8.95, and we have Doctor Who and the Family Guy and just a variety of things. Here again, at the Speak to Me catalog, you can hear these products and play them on the web. All right, since it is the holiday season, I wanted to play a couple of our holiday items. For instance, our little kissing dogs. There's two little holiday dogs dressed with little holiday hats. And when you pull them apart and put them together.
I love you. You really jingle my bell. Merry Christmas.
And then that little jingling sound is one of the dogs, a little tail wags, and there's a little bell on it, and it makes a little bell sound. That the pair is $13.95, and then we have our Mr. and Mrs. Claus cats, and they're dressed up like in their Christmas finery with their scarves and their Christmas hats and their bows. And when you press their hands, they sing and their heads move.
I really can't stay.
It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
It's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll take your hand. It's just
my father will start to worry.
Think of all of what you're hurting.
saying when each one sings their little part, their heads and mouth move, and then when they sing together, their heads and mouth move together. Really cute. We have a lot of dog and cat products at the Speak to Me catalog. Here again, check our website out. If you have a cat lover or dog lover, plenty there as far as those types of products. We also have a large variety of bears that sing, like, for instance, our Julie Bear.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things.
All right, I'll stop her. She's $24.95. Her head and mouth moves. Dressed in her holiday outfit. This is a 22-inch chenille bear. For the packages, if you have a little gift that you want to put in a gift bag, now they sing, and you can kind of surprise your giftee by putting the product or a gift in the bag, and when they unsnap the bag, they will hear things like, this is our nativity bag. And on the front of the bag is a nativity scene. And the bag is fairly large. It's about 12 inches by 11 inches, so it's going to hold a nice little gift. That's our nativity bag. These bags are all $6.95. Here's our Santa bag. I just unsnap the snap. If I snap it back, it'll stop. And then we have our Hanukkah bag. Again, $6.95. Cute way of packaging a gift for the holiday season. Let's see, what else? Of course, you know, we do have, I will remind people, I think many of you know, we have our solar-powered Bible for $99.95. We have the, turn it on.
Sea la luz.
Oh, no, this is the Spanish one.
Well,
okay. Now we have a Spanish Bible. I think this is the new King James Version in Spanish now. So we have a solar-powered Bible in that for $99.95. And then, of course, we have our regular solar-powered Bible.
The Holy Bible, the New American Standard. The Old Testament, the Book of Genesis, Chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens.
King James and New American Standard in our solar-powered Bible. Let's see what else we might say about. Let's see, we did that. And, of course, you know, we do have the practical items. Like I said, our emphasis is more on the gifty novelty area. But we have the Olympus digital recorders. Now we have the 50. So we have the DS30, 40, and 50. We have talking bathroom scales. We carry the atomic watch for $49.95. We have the atomic clock with the wireless indoor-outdoor temperature for $54.95. We have still carry our Autochron clock, which is a little table clock that will chime the hours and the minutes. It's not talking. It will actually chime the hours and the minutes.
Okay, I just want to say I'm so proud of you guys. This is a historic day for Accessible World, and you guys are so great and so patient and I really appreciate it. Believe me, some of the technical things were beyond our control, but thanks to Jim Ruby, who raced to the rescue as usual, and Fred, always there. Fred's come back from an illness. Thank God he's with us today. I'm wired. I don't think I'll sleep much tonight. I'm just so wired, and you guys are great. Thank you.